time now to check in with Michael Smalley, pastor at Community Church of Walker, also volunteer and host of the morning show here at KEXE, KBXE. Michael, thanks for being here.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Saw my first hummingbird on Saturday.
Nice.
And I don't even have a feeder out, and it just looked at me in the window and said, feed me.
Yeah, so you better get a feeder out. That's what it's telling you.
That's right.
Yeah, we learned, you know, maybe we'll hear again, buju nana buju. We heard, learned the word for hummingbird today in Ojibwe, nenukazi, I think. And maybe we'll check that out again, too. But Michael, I wonder if we could talk a little bit about, you and I had a chance to catch up during last week. And one of the things that I was struck by was, you know, as you heard the news that today was going to be a little different in the state of Minnesota, we've moved from stay at home to stay safe Minnesota. It kind of automatically got you thinking, well, you'll just jump back into your regular life. And then you had to kind of rethink it, which a lot of us are having to do too about the future. Is that too personal about maybe?
One of the things that a conversation that's going on within the United Church of Christ and other major denominations in Minnesota is that, you know, there's the temptation to get together as soon as we can to reopen and to become church again together. The saying that is being said these days is the church has left the building. And one of the precautionary things that we want to lift up is the language of reopening. Reopening, to me, feels like, well, we're going to reopen our doors and everything is going to be just as it was on March 15th. And what we know to be true right now is we will not reopen, but we will reimagine how we do worship and how we gather together. And it's going to be a while before we can do that. And one of the last things we'll do is have choirs, because choirs project droplets. And so I'm hoping that we can think together and reimagine how we come together. And frankly, the virtual worship is working for us, and I think people are feeling connected, and the small talk continues to connect people. So I think we're in a time of reimagination.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, and I know for you and I, we would love it if you could automatically, if you could have been here in the studio with me today for the Monday morning show, but we've got to follow, we've got to keep our staff here safe, we've got to keep our volunteers safe, and so we're progressing slowly and working on, you know, how we are going to change what we are doing. We kind of jumped into emergency mode as soon as that stay-at-home order came into effect, and now we'll reimagine, too, what we will do, and we can't wait for the day till volunteers can come back and create programming in the building. Lots of volunteers are doing that for us at home, which we certainly appreciate, but it's a little different, and we're asking for our volunteers and listeners to have patience with us as well.
That's right. And, you know, one of my colleagues said in a conversation, a Zoom meeting, that that the church in the last maybe few decades, we have lost that sense of imagination. We've just kind of become routine. And so, you know, in the world of church, we talk about being created in the image of the holy, and image is the source word for imagination. So I think this is really can be an exciting time. And on this Monday morning, I just would challenge people to reimagine how you are family, reimagine how you are community, reimagine how KAXE is KAXE and KBXE. And maybe what we need to do is just to make KAXE, Northern Community Radio, both radio and television. Do you think that'd work?
No, I don't think television's a good idea. But, you know, it's fun to laugh at. But, you know, this week, when I talked to you last week, you were kind of saying to me that you were, I mean, you've been writing this Small Talk daily newsletter now for 50 days or so, and that you needed some, inspiration, and it kind of came in a way you probably didn't expect, a connection to the Navajo Nation in a conversation
we
heard last week, and kind of got you into the family of the people of the Navajo Nation and the people that are serving there as caregivers.
Well, Heidi, you know that one of the things when I'm in studio, I bring with me my cell phone, a cup of homemade coffee, and my iPad. And I tend to be a little bit of a techie person. I like my gadgets. And the iPad has come out with a new iPad Pro. And so I just, you know, the prayer says, lead me not into temptation while I fell into temptation. And I purchased the newest rendition of the iPad. And that was about a month ago. And the other one was fine. It's about 2 years old. And I just thought, well, I wonder where its home will be. And with Carla and the Navajo community, the story that she told, which for me was, it was a story that spoke to my heart. And first of all, I just did not imagine how difficult it is to be a nurse in a setting where you're dealing with COVID, the armor they have to wear, and the dedication. And when Carla wrote The Red Zone, she talked about how the unit only had one iPad, and that she had to use her iPhone when trying to help patients communicate with families. And the answer came to me in those words. I have been waiting this month to find a home for that iPad. And on Tuesday, it will arrive in Tuba City, Arizona. Hmm. And Carl and I have talked, or I've written to each other, and I just think that I now am connected to that community, and my prayers and my my presence will be there with the iPad. And Carla said now that iPad will be dedicated to patients being able to communicate with families. How wonderful.
Yeah. You can, if you missed that conversation, you can catch it at kaxe.org. Well, give us some advice as we look ahead to the week of that's a little bit different. People might be planning some safe walks with friends or gatherings right. of 10 people or less, but still staying safe. What should we be thinking about?
Well, I think it's about the other, and we're becoming community in a way that we will protect each other and honor each other. And one of the things that I have found helpful over the years is Don Miguel Ruiz. He's written a book called The Four Agreements. And in The Four Agreements, they're very, very simple. He says, first, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or gossip about others. And use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. The second agreement is don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and dramas. With this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Don't make assumptions. And then don't take it personally, anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say or do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. And lastly, the fourth agreement is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And I always think that, you know, on Monday, my best may be very different than it is on Wednesday. But seek to do your best, to not take things personally, to not make assumptions, and be impeccable with your word.
It's KEXE, KBXE volunteer Michael Small. He is a minister at Community Church of Walker. He writes a daily newsletter, Small Talk. You can sign up for it. Just send me an email. I'll connect you. Heidi at KEXE.org. Have a great week, Michael.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye now.